That's it, it's right, my nigger. How you doing? I love you.
I don't know. That's what we're gonna do. First, everything we're gonna do is we're gonna all the people. We're gonna make fun of all the people. Hey, hello. Yo, you do that. This is what I want you to do. I want to take you and your pretty little friend, Mr. Craver, and go and get the fuck out of here. You can go to a fucking Burger King and suck dick in hot grease for all I give a fuck about. This is the next thing you can do. You can go to Canada with bread fucking hard and make pretty little flowers. And then you can do have you skip in a meadow with your flopping red penis dipped in hot oil.
Then you can jump off top of the Eno like Bret Hart's brother Owen Hart. Then you can land right on goalpost and then break neck and into little pieces. After you pick up your little pieces of broken neck, tap them all together once again, then be like Owen, go to hospital and die. That's what he did, he just died. Owen Hart is not my friend. I was sad although when he died, because he was not too fat. We need to take Rikishi, Vampiro, and Kurt Tinning. All guys like that. Mr. Perfect's also Kurt Tinning. And the guy that died from AIDS in Zimbabwe. All those guys, we take them, put them in Auschwitz camp with the fat people and see how long they survive without getting eaten.
And this is what we do after. We go to the ghetto. We find Anthony Macaluso. We make Anthony Macaluso do backflips through the park while the black people shoot him in his fucking neck. And then after we do, after the black people shoot him in his fucking neck, we make him go into a wrestling room. And with the wrestling room doing with the gay wrestlers with their erected penises poking out of their pretty little leotards, we make them do backflips in the ghetto and shoot their pretty little hard cocks and make sure they go through Anthony Macaluso's neck. Then we take the wallflowers. We take the wallflowers, okay? After we take the wallflowers and Hell Hitler, we take the wallflowers, put them on our chest, throw them like shot puts, like little fucking shot puts.
And then we take over a little Jewish hat and act like the Pope, walk around like a little penguin, dribbling a basketball between my leg, and then holding one card with the other hand, and then throw it into the crowd and hope we hit Razorang right through the face. And then it will penetrate her face, and then we will get brains all over the carpet that the Rock House, and then we will play Lowrider.
Play some Lowrider, bitch. Play some motherfucking Lowrider. And then what we do? We take a Satan of our Lord, the pretty little Catholic school in the plaza.
Mr. DiMaggio.
We fuck that shit up.
Mr. DiMaggio.
We take big, long poo-poos all over that school.
One time, Mr. DiMaggio said that she thought he was pregnant, but she was just really, really fat. You cannot lie and say you're pregnant when you're really, really fat. That is not right to have kid when you're really, really fat. You should just die and go to fat Auschwitz camp and didn't have kids.
Now we have another case of a fat bitch who thinks she's pregnant. Someone should tell her, Miss Boudreaux, you're just a fat bitch, you fat fucking rotating pussy.
You cannot lie about you and say that you pussy. Are a little pregnant just because you are fat. That is no excuse. You are not pregnant. You cannot tell people that you are pregnant. That is why you are fat.
I take that fat bitch. I put her on top of a pretty little hill by the fat Auschwitz camp, give her a really long horn and make her go Ricola like a fat bitch does when she's got roaches crawling up her ass crack. Hey, that's I'm what I dancer. Think about that fat her. Bitch.
Look at me, I can dance.
And I'm pretty monkeys teacher. Sucking on her dick. That's what I think about that fat fucking bitch. We take every ugly motherfucker in this fucking country, make them watch Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman on a hill, do crappy commercials like the Lifesaver commercials, backflips, front flips, and genital herpes, motherfucker!
Hey man, simply this give you a hard run, you fucking faggot!
Queer.
They're all gay men! Do you like gay men, you faggot? And Vanilla Ice! What the faggot right there! You suck, you never made any good song except for one, and then you suck right after that. Once again. And Van Halen, you have very good song called Right Now. I like to listen to it while before I play football. Thank you for making that song for me.
What's that?
Yeah, it's this one.
That is a pretty good song to listen to before you play football.
And Coach Monica, I do like the song. I like Eye of the Tiger. And I want to kill your fat leprechaun ass and then feed you to German shepherds, because I know German shepherds like beef. You fat fucking nigger.
You got beef?
What are you?
Yes, I do got beef.
And if you think that's a good piano,
why don't
you listen to a real fucking pianist? Huh?
What do you call the dogs? Oh, you got beef?
A penis?
What are you?
I know you didn't call me a penis, because
No, he didn't call you a penis. For my dog and dog ass
out
there.
You think I'm a penis?
Hit the
wall.
You should
look in my fucking pants and see a penis. Not just a penis with warts on it.
For $500 for the jack for the summer. That's in the 20s, ain't no motherfucking son of getting a cat the way they is.
Got
the tat, I represent the star when you were lucky. I'm the cat, I'm the cat, and I get crunch when I get there when I get done.
It's me,
pet the blind, you're the dad, you're
the.
How you like me now? Big penis when you smile, when I got the penis in your mouth. Now you look now, come dip it from your mouth like a fucking nigger. Like you, hell fucking Hitler.
Yogi Bear!
Yogi the Mandio!